All of us seem to enjoy high school athletics, not only in the wintertime, but in the summertime and throughout the year. And a guy that has a lot to do with that, our enjoyment here at S8829, is the athletic director, Bruce Nason. And Bruce, I'm sure that there are a lot of things happen that people don't realize. First of all, how about getting kids to and from a basketball game?
Well, we have a bus driver. Call him, set up what time the bus needs to leave, what time they need to get back, and usually give the kids plenty enough time to get there so they can be there a half hour before the game so they can stretch out, get loosened up, go to the bathroom and things like that and get ready to play the game and then come home after the game.
Now, some of these times they come out of a gymnasium and stand below zero. What condition is the bus in?
Bus drivers are pretty good. They're out warming up the buses by the end of the third quarter. So when the kids get on the bus is pretty warm when they get out to the bus.
Bruce, how long in advance do you schedule the high school program? Do you have to go a couple of years in advance or what?
No, we usually do it like in March or April. We'll schedule the next season for basketball. Like this March, we'll be doing next year's schedule.
Now, you might have weather problems. What happens when you, when do you know when you're going to have a game or whether the weather is going to interfere with it?
Well, you have to turn into the weatherman some of the times. And if it's too dangerous for the kids to travel for a bus to go out, Joe, the bus garage guy, and I usually talk, and Mr. Bouchard, we get together and we decide whether or not it's okay for the teams to go or whether it's too dangerous, not being able to get there on time or whatever. We usually just cancel it and look at another date and try to do that safety first.
Now you have about six or seven programs. You've got baseball, basketball, soccer, golf. Do you have a ski team?
Well, we've got one girl skiing this year. Madeline Anderson is skiing for Holton High School, skiing with the Mars Hill program, yes.
But when you have a small group like that, maybe the golf team, you don't take a bus. What do you have, individual cars go?
If there's less than seven or eight kids, we try to take the vans if they're available. If there's more than seven or eight kids with all the equipment they have, yeah, we do send a bus.
Now, when you schedule a referees for the games, I assume you do that along with the athletic director from the high school they're playing?
We send all our game schedules to the assigner, whoever that may be. We send them our schedule, and they put it all together, and they report back to us and tell us who we got refereeing that night.
So, in other words, the coaches or the athletic directors have no idea or as to what officials will be working a game?
Not really, no.
Bruce, I got an idea. I think Holton should have Athletic Hall of Fame.
Sounds like a nice thing to do. We got a lot of ex-players here and could be definitely have a Hall of Fame team, definitely.
Now, they have to supply their own shoes. That's about the only thing they have to supply?
Yeah, sneakers. We supply the basketball uniforms, yeah.
Bruce, let's get to another sport, baseball. I know a lot of times you have problems. Who takes care of all the diamond and so forth and gets all that prepared?
Well, with a little help, Paul Prosser, our head janitor here, and we usually get somebody to go down and from the janitor system here to go down and take care of the fields, to groom them, line them, and get them ready for the games.
Now, what do you do with an overflow crowd here, which I hope you'll have, and I think you have had?
We had a great crowd here to the Hodgson game. We estimated over 1,100 people, and both end bleachers were out, and the gym was very full, and it was rocking. It was a nice thing to see.
Bruce, hopefully your coaches will stay, because I know Rob's doing a great job, and I think coach of your soccer team won the state championship. Are they hired year to year, or how they? What is their term?
Yeah, their contracts are year to year. They have to reapply for their jobs when they open up again. If they decide to come back, great. They reapply for their job, and 9 times out of 10, they usually get their job back.
Now, after the season's over, I'm sure that they have a lot of honors. Are you responsible for those, too?
Yeah, the PVC, we have the PVC All-Star teams, the Rustic League All-Star teams, and then if some of the kids make the McDonald's thing, they can go to that, too. But there's quite a bit of work to do, even when the season's not going on.
Do you have a vote on those?
No, it's the coaches usually vote on those.
Do you have an athletic directors association, per se?
Yeah, I belong to the MIAAA, national and the main MIAAA.
Bruce, this is a pretty good basketball team you had. They're young. We have high hopes for them. How about the girls this year? Are they going to have a chance to make it?
I think so. I think they're going to make it. They're working hard. They've had a tough start, and they're back to 500 to 3-3. They got some big games coming up, some very point-worthy games.
You've had three very exciting games with Presque Isle, Hodgson, and the other night with Lee. I didn't see that Lee game, and I didn't have a chance to hear Ken on the air with it, but that was something special, wasn't it?
Boys have done very well this year, and I think it's a carryover from the previous season they had with soccer. Some of the kids are playing, and they're learning how to work together, how to play together, and how to be a good team.
Thank you very much, Bruce Nason, who is athletic director at Holton High School. And again, I'd like to congratulate you and the coaches and everybody for providing us with a lot of wonderful wintertime entertainment, Bruce.
Thank you. Appreciate it.